Probably learned more about ministry this weekend than I have in 25 years. We got a family that I've preached to a jillion times because I was going to get everybody fixed.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on July 7, 2021, and is titled, The Minister's Sword. Grab your Bible, and let's join Steve and the message.
Every time I got a chance, I was yapping at him. Some way, some form. Last weekend, a pile of them came to my house, our house. And Robin and I, mostly Robin, we served them. There's about 20-something head of them. There's 8 little boys. We made sure that they had all the steers they could rope. We made sure they had all the hamburgers they could eat. We made sure they had an abundance of cupcakes because we still got a pile of them at the house. We made sure everybody had a good time. Nothing required, nothing expected. And Sunday morning I got up and, man, I was wanting to preach. And it's like the Lord himself put his hand over my mouth and said, shut up. You want them to see me, show them. You ever seen Jesus rope steers? You see, religion will tell you that Jesus don't rope steers. Well, the Holy Spirit lives in me and I rope steers. What do you do? And the best part of it was our focus was on 8 little boys. 8 little boys. And it changed our life. I saw dads want to go home and be dads. So grandpas want to go home and be grandpas. A newfound hope for our families. We never did preach. Prayed a little bit. Son of a buck if we didn't end up, some of us old guys crying in a barn. Having heart-to-heart talks. Young dads finding a renewed importance of everything that they're doing that I've heard church people tell us we ought not do. You see, Sunday morning was hard for me because I pulled in and said hi to Alan and Gary because they were fixing to have Bible study and it's Sunday morning and you know the drill. You got to be, you see, if you're a Christian, you got to be somewhere, sometime doing this. And I pulled in to tell them hi and bye. I had to go home. I had to go home and serve 8 little boys. I'm not so worried if you got time to go to church 8 days a week. Best I can tell across America, it ain't done that great for the next batch of 8 little boys. You got time to serve them? You got time to protect their God-given rights? Do you got time to allow God to expose himself while you're out doing what you do? Do you? Because the best I can tell in America the last 100 years, it's been all about us. Too much Christianity that's all about what Jesus is going to do for me. And all of a sudden you'll run into a guy and you'll ask him, hey, you got a family? Changes everything. He might have 8 little boys at his house. need to go home and be the leg. That family's having a hard time standing up. We got a country right now that's having a hard time standing up. Everything around us is wanting to be completely upside down. It's only God's people that's going to fill that spot. That godly husband, that godly dad, and God's church. We're the only one going to step in there and be that leg. We're not waiting on him. He's waiting on us. You're a minister. You got your sword? You ready to go do this? You ready to stand? Because in Ephesians 6, it says right here, and take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, or the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with prayer, supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end and persevering, supplication for all the saints. And let's see, where's the part I'm wanting to go? When the day of evil comes, shod your feet, and above all, take the shield of faith. Now, come on, where's the part where it says stand? Verse 14, stand therefore, there you go. Having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, but stand. Stand. Verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand, and in the day of evil, the evil day, and having done all, to stand. How long are you going to follow Jesus? How long are you going to lay down your life for those around you? How long are you going to be the leg? Got a time frame on it? Going to do this for a little while? You'll play out one of these days. You a first miler or a second miler? What is it? Choose this day so you don't have to choose again. Choose today so you don't have to choose again. Are you going to serve Jesus the rest of your life on this earth with everything you got, with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Then choose right now. And take up the sword. And be ready to stand and go be the leg and stand with those that we've been expecting to stand for us. Man, I'd like to teach this at a men's conference while your wives have been trying to drag you to church while they're teaching Sunday school and on every committee. Well, the first ones up in the morning praying and the last ones at night praying that old Prince Charming will finally get the hang of it. Dadgum. Everybody at your house is waiting on you to take your spot because holding this stool up without you is really, really hard. Doesn't matter if you're talking about the kitchen table. Doesn't matter if you're talking about a nation. It's the same. You got to man your position. And guess what? When you get there, there's not a day off. There's not a time that you clock out. Nobody cares if you're limping. Nobody cares if you're tired. Get in your spot and stand there. And when you've done all else, stand. Don't weaken. I think that's enough for tonight. I'm very pleased with the messages that Jesus brings to us. This is how much he loves us. How he loves me and my family and you and your family. How he holds out a future. Let me tell you something about the Lord. He didn't set all this up so he could come back and set it on fire. The only reason he's going to come back and set it on fire is because we've not done our part. He set it up so that we could enjoy his plan. His plan was all about family, all about a place to dwell, nations, all of that. It's all in the Bible. We're just waiting on all three legs. You got to take your spot. Anybody need prayed for tonight? Anybody got anything? I got a feeling somebody might have something to say right quick about their need to go get their spot. Anybody want to give quick testimony about going and getting your spot? Anybody got anything on your mind you need to blurt out right quick so you don't have to carry it around no more? Because this is how we do it here. Every light on, every head up, every eye open. We ain't hiding from Jesus. We ain't hiding from each other. Anybody need prayer tonight? If you need me to pray over you before you go outside, just stand up right where you're at, and I'll pray for you right now. Anybody need prayer before you go outside? It's a war zone out there. Some of you still walking around with your money bag and your knapsack, and you forgot to buy a sword. Anybody else need prayed for tonight? Jump up right quick. Hurry up. If you're going to do it, do it. If you ain't going to do it, I'm going to pray. Yeah. Yes, sir. Stand up and give it. Come here. What's your name again? Jeremy, that's right. You've told me that twice already.
You don't want to do it on there?
All right. Amen. The devil's defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's what the Bible says. Jeremy, thank you. All right. Once again, if you want prayed for tonight, stand up. About where you're at. Anybody else going to get back up? All right. Anybody else? You ready to go stand, be the leg, do what you got to do? Let's pray. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these men who are standing up. I pray for your church, Lord. I pray that we would all be that leg that hold that spot and uphold our families and our community and our country. But these men who are standing up right now, Lord Jesus, yeah, if anybody's around them, put your hands on them. And just, God, we're the body of Christ. We're all connected by your Spirit. We're all brought together by one faith, one God, one baptism, one Spirit. And so, Lord, we're the body of Christ. And I just pray now that these men who have stood up, that your anointing would just begin to erupt in them. That, God, there's a fire in their belly that no man can put out. That, Lord, they find new courage. They find new strength. They find new hope. They find a manifestation of faith that they never thought possible. That the Word of God would begin to resonate in their hearts and their minds. And that, Lord, it would be projected from the words of their lips. That, Lord, they would speak truth and life. That, God, we would all commit to taking up our position, standing with each other and standing where we're supposed to stand. Lord, we thank you for the sword of the Spirit, your word, that life-giving word. We thank you for it. Now, Lord, lead, guide, and direct us by the power of the Holy Ghost. That, God, we would be a mirror reflection of who you are. Not because we're sitting in a building occupying a pew, but because we live and we dwell in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom dwells in us. And everything, Lord, has been given us for life and godliness. We give you praise today, Jesus. Continue to use us to your glory. Teach us how to serve, teach us how to love, and teach us how to stand. Give you praise tonight as you bless these men standing. Bless them with a fresh anointing, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, The Minister's Sword. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.